USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cities in Ukraine are being bombarded as Russia continues invading. Ukrainian President Zelensky has ordered a full military mobilization in response to the invasion. President Biden has announced tougher sanctions on Russia, saying of President Putin,
"This was never about a genuine security concerns on their part. It was always about naked aggression, about Putin's desire for empire by any means necessary."
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Dolly Singh says the sanctions placed on Russia are probably the strongest ever imposed, but there are carve-outs, including trying to keep Russian oil on the market to prevent gas price spikes.
Russia depends on those revenues just as much as the world needs its energy. But we're not going to do anything which causes an unintended disruption to the flow of energy as the global economic recovery is still underway.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Washington is preparing for the arrival of a convoy of truckers protesting COVID-19 restrictions, including one group that is set to drive en masse from California to the nation's capital. The People's Convoy, which is calling for the immediate lifting of the national emergency declared in response to COVID-19, left Southern California on Wednesday and will travel through states such as Texas, Oklahoma, and Maryland before their planned arrival in the D.C. Beltway on the evening of Saturday, March 5th. Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in the 2020 killing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The start of baseball season could be delayed.
Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline. Missed games are missed games and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Conservatives are gathering in Orlando, Florida.
Roughly 20,000 Republicans will convention through Sunday as the Conservative Political Action Conference gets underway. The four-day gathering will feature discussions with titles like Fire Fauci and the Moron in Chief. State Representative Chip LaMarca says it's a chance for people to get fired up about the direction of the Republican Party and upcoming elections. President Trump is this year's headline speaker. Also on the lectern, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.